What's Up to Me is the theme under which the Yolo Arts Foundation will be hosting its annual summer program this year. Joy Celestine of the Yolo Arts Center in Harnessville said the program will focus on climate change and Joseph Chatoyer.
This year we're going to be having the summer program from the 8th of August to the 19th of August, where we're going to be focusing on climate change and trees, and also letting the kids know how to utilize the environment. And also it's going to be based on the Joseph Chatoyer, our national hero, as well. We're going to be focusing on him this summer program.
Ms. Celestine outlined the different ways in which persons can register for the Arts Summer Program.
Well, they can call the phone number at the center at 457 to register. And they can also go on our Instagram page and find the flyer, and they can call and contact and register as well via the Instagram and also our email, which is yoloartscenter@gmail.com. Well, we start from ages 5 to 13, but if we have like 4-year-olds who are interested in that as well, they can also come and take part in the program.
And Ms. Celestine is encouraging parents to get their children involved in the summer program, as there aren't many activities for children in the summer.
Summer doesn't really have anything for the kids to do, and we offer a lot of activities here where they will paint, they will make crafts, they will play games, they will do poems, they would read, everything that includes in the form of art. We give them that opportunity to express themselves and to enjoy their summer as well. We encourage each and everyone to send their kids this summer to, you know, let them express themselves, take a breeze off of this whole long school time they had, and enjoy their summer break by just doing art and making new friends and enjoying themselves, and also to help them to become more creative and be aware of things around their environment as well.
That was Joy Celestine of the Yolo Arts Center in Harnessville. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.